Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Arizona Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Arizona service here at the Fisherman Ministry. We have a service today. I didn't know what else to say, so let's go ahead and get started. Amen.
Rise, shine, for the light is come. Rise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Shine, for the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The glory of the Lord is risen. The city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. Rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice for his armies. The Lord utters his voice for his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. They rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. Rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. You wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land. truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. Step by step, we're moving forward, little by little taking ground. Every prayer's a powerful weapon, strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down. Wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. Wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. Wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. Step by step, moving forward, little by little taking ground. Every prayer's a powerful weapon, strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down. Wanna see Jesus lifted high, banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know
like to go first. Today we're going to have, oh, look at all the hands going up. They're just flying up in the air. We do have a taker. Megan would like to go first. Mike's right there, Meeks.
It's an honor to have an opportunity to speak as a servant of the Lord. Rick started out with "Arise, shine, for the light has come." And it reminded me of verses about hope. "Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." One other one. "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil." Hope, an anchor of the soul. Hope, something to rejoice in. Hope, something that we need to choose. "Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope. Arise, shine, for the light has come." That's our hope. I was grateful to sleep pretty well last night. But, you know, I don't feel so good this morning. But that can't define how I'm going to enter my day. Eric was singing, it was this one after "Arise, shine." "Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you." He is. That's why we're bold. That's why we're strong. That's why we can go forth and rush on the walls and be victorious in Jesus, is because He is with us, and that is our hope. So, you know, we have to remember, because it's so easy to forget, because we are there. We live in amongst our, my, I live my, in around myself all the time. But that's not who I am. And that's something that we actually have to remember, and remember that our hope isn't in us doing right, in us choosing right, but in Him, His grace, His provision, not as an occasion to sin, not as an occasion, well, His grace will cover me, but in a true sense, rejoice when you fall into diverse temptations. Because you stumble, you fall, your face is in the mud. Oops, my eyes were on the wrong thing. You look back to the cross and He is there.
Lord of the way I feel, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Delight yourselves in the Lord. Delight yourselves in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. So praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King. Delight yourselves in the Lord. Delight yourselves in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. So praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King. Gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Oh, Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Oh, Jesus is the Lord of the way, hey, I feel.
Who's next?
Me.
We have a taker. Go for it, Sue.
A couple of things have stood out to me in the last week. Well, first off this morning, arise, shine. Sometimes I just don't want to arise or shine. I just don't. I get out of bed and it's a drudgery and a treachery. It's like, it's just awful. Maybe treachery is the wrong word, but drudgery is definitely the case. I don't want to get out of bed.
You come into work with me. I mean, how could that? I mean, you get up, you have a very short commute. And you're sitting right next to me. What are you saying to me here, honey?
Anyway, moving on. But this morning, I had an interesting experience because I woke up with my head in a place that was not a good place. I was tired. I was not grumpy, but not pleasant. I don't know that I wanted to be around anyone, so I kind of moved on. And then Cheryl came in the garage where I was doing listening to the audio. She came in the garage in a tiz-wizzy over spilled coffee. Now, I happen to know Cheryl's sensitive about spilling coffee because this is the third time that she's cried over spilled coffee in my presence. But it was an interesting thing because my head wasn't in the right place, and yet when I saw how distressed she was over it, I snapped out of it. I snapped out of that doldrum of, oh, woe is me, or I'm so tired, or thinking about me. And I moved on to caring about somebody else. It was interesting how quickly it happened. And I thought, you know, this is kind of a testimony of the Lord is gracious. The Lord was gracious to me to send Cheryl in. I think, if I'm correct in saying, you left the garage laughing, not crying. Yes. She's shaking her head, yes. God was gracious to both of us. I did nothing to deserve that. I can tell you over the last week, my head has not been in the right place. I've been fighting a fight that I felt like I was fighting in vain. I mean, for no other way of saying it. But he brought a simple thing to get me through a simple thing. I mean, okay, so I didn't feel great. Suck it up. Get over it. All I had to do was think about someone other than myself, and I could move on. And that was a blessing to me. So I'm glad Cheryl spilled the coffee everywhere in my guest bedroom, over everything. Because it gave me something else to look at. The other thing that we went to SHOT Show this week, Cheryl, Megan, Rick and I. Anyone who knows me probably knows that I'm not a huge fan of crowds. I'm not picky about being like touched by people, but I just don't want to be in a crowd. I don't like crowds. They freak me out. It's too many people breathing around me. And I went to SHOT Show, and the thing that struck me was how many of these people are lost. The darkness and the Megan was talking about hope. The lack of hope. They don't even know that they don't have hope. And that's the world. The world is full of darkness. And the thing that I came away from SHOT Show with was, be the light. Obviously, this morning was a, you know, you're going to go through, if you ask the Lord to teach you patience, you're going to have situations come up where you're going to have to learn patience. So don't pray for that unless you really want it. But the thing that I came away from SHOT Show with was, be the light. There's enough darkness in the world. Frankly, there's enough darkness even in churches. Be the light.
Can I give you just a piece on that?
Please do.
You don't need to be the light. Let the light out.
Yes.
Okay, you don't have to be the salt. You are the salt. Be salty.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you've received Jesus,
He is the light.
He is the light, and He is in you, and you are in Him. You have the light. You don't have to be anything. You are the light. Just let it out.
Amen.
Just let it out. I know you guys had the opportunity to have a little hallelujah Jesus with the moment with the coat check people.
Yeah.
You know? And that was kind of cool, because if you look for those opportunities, the Lord will always, they're there. I mean, you just have to be willing to let the light out, and don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid. And look, you guys had a great, I mean, both you, Sue, and you, Megan, and Cheryl had the opportunity to share and have a little moment with some folks that probably, they live there. They live in that darkness. And that was probably a light to them to know Jesus is still around.
Amen.
Amen. Is all I see.
child. Your grace abounds to me. Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, child, your grace abounds to me. Your grace abounds to me.
My turn.
It is Cheryl's turn, if you would like to have a turn. Would you like to have a turn, Cheryl?
Sure, why not?
Go for it.
Oh, last week I remember talking about taking thought for the morrow and everything getting screwy and basically not trusting the Lord in what was to be done, which was saying that out loud was a big kind of my own little verbal kicking my own butt. And this week at the SHOT Show, it was a lot of little areas that I struggled with got touched, where I had to work through. And scriptures, there's three scriptures that come to mind in dealing with the SHOT Show. It was Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That was the first thing I had to do, was trust in the Lord. And know that he knew what he was doing, and if I paid attention, he would direct me in what I needed to do. The next was Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I had to fear not and know that the Lord was there. Trust in him and knowing that he would strengthen me. He would get me through. Psalms 32, verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I definitely had to really choose to trust in him multiple times, in the fact that I didn't have a clear plan right off the bat. I'd have to get over some struggles in the morning, trust in the Lord, and he would guide me throughout the day. It was a kind of fly by the seat of your pants. It's just doing that it's a struggle. I like to have the outline and everything laid out. And this, there really wasn't a whole lot of outline. And if there was an outline, it got crumpled and thrown away pretty quick. But it was hard. But it was really cool to have that, to notice that, and to maybe start off pretty rough, but then as the day progressed, as it got better. And getting near the end of the SHOT Show, you're hurting, you're tired. You don't want to get out of bed, and then you would get like this burst of energy once you got there, and the Lord would get you through. You'd have a little, come down a little bit, but then you had a dinner to go to, or you had other things to do, and you get another burst of energy. So his provision was really awesome. So that's it.
Thanks, Cheryl. You know, it was an absolute joy for me to have my family with me and watch the Lord, watch his hand move. Thanks, Meeks. I don't need that many. Watch his hand move and watch people go through their struggles, go through their, and I just sort of sit back and I'm watching the gears turn and watching the choices to make, choose the Lord, choose faith, choose faith, choose faith, choose faith. And you see, you sort of sit back and you see, oh, they're getting a little off. They're going a little left. Oh, no, they're back. Oh, they're going a little right. Oh, no, they're back. You know, and to just sit back and, you know, I don't think I had to deliver any sort of corrective adjustment, really. I provided encouragement, but I watched the Lord move. And I had my family with me. That was awesome. When Cheryl asked me about wanting to go to SHOT, because I'd asked her, do you want to go? And then she springs it on me in December. Sure, I'd like to go to SHOT. Well, gosh, I asked you months ago. Now? Okay, well, fine. I was absolutely tickled. And watching the Lord move and seeing you put yourself in a situation that is about as far out of your comfort zone as a person could get, I was very pleased. And I believe the Lord was pleased. So that was pretty awesome. I really, really enjoyed having you guys there. And Megan with her glasses hanging crooked off the end of her nose, trying to look at a camera. It was quite the scene. We had a really good time. And I hope and pray we represented the Lord well. I believe we did. And that's really, as far as I'm concerned, the key to everything. Amen. So anyway, let's play some music.
They that wait upon the Lord
shall renew this train. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to Would anyone else like to say something? No. Okay. Not subtle at all, was that? Okay. Ah. Whew. I've enjoyed this morning so far. Let's see if we can completely and utterly destroy that. No.
No.
No. No, that's not. Okay. What are you doing with a mic? I'm going to turn you off. But there can only be one mic. Mine and, well, that one, but I'm going to turn you off so I can be the only mic. Peanut gallery over there. Okay, I want to go to... And thank you, Paul, by the way, for taking the verse that I had been thinking about for like nearly minutes and then... preaching on it. So now I'm going to go somewhere else. Okay. So we've been talking quite a bit this morning about trusting the Lord. Amen? That is it. I'm going to tell you, that's everything. That's everything right there. Trust the Lord. Don't trust yourself. Oh, God, don't trust yourself. Don't trust government. Yeah, right. That's worked out well. Don't trust Social Security. Don't trust your mommy, your daddy. I mean, you trust Jesus. Amen? You trust Jesus. Psalms 37. This year at SHOT Show, I felt a little bit like David amongst a whole bunch of Goliaths. And there were many, many times where it was funny. You talking about ups and downs and stuff. There were many times I sort of said, well, forget it. I'm done. This is just, you know, I'm never going to be successful in this thing. They've got this advantage and this thing and that thing. And then I'd walk away and the Lord would kick me in the butt and give me the perspective I needed to see how I was looking at the giants and looking at the situation, not as an opportunity for the Lord to work a miracle, but rather looking at things as already defeated. And I got to tell you, if you look at things being already defeated, you are defeated. You're done. You're just done. I was sharing before we left, I think it was a story about Saul. It's funny how I say that story, go to SHOT and have all those issues. Duh. Let me tell you this story. And you can look it up. It's in, I don't know, Samuel something. So Saul has been king for a very short period of time, and his son Jonathan kills some Philistines. And they get pretty upset about it. They get pretty bent out of shape about the whole thing. And so they gather their armies. Now, Saul's got 600 guys kind of held up. And Samuel said, wait, I'm going to come give sacrifice in a week, and then we'll deal with this problem. So Saul's got his 600 guys, And the Philistines have 30,000 horsemen and or 60,000. I mean, they have some unbelievably large number. I mean, footmen that can't be numbered, I think is how it's said, and some tens of thousands of horsemen. I mean, so you're a guy, you're king, early king, just sort of got the job, and you've got 600 guys with you. Now, if you're looking at that situation, that's one of those oh goodness moments, right? It's like, this is really doesn't look good. So Saul does what any of us would do, frankly. I mean, you look at Saul and don't think you would do any different. I'm just saying, you're not going to do anything different. You're going to panic and freak out just like he did. But you're going to do it. That's what you're going to do. But we freaked out for a lot less, have we not? I mean, just getting pulled over. I mean, right, Sue? So Saul freaks out, and he disobeys the commandment of God through Samuel, which was to wait, and Samuel would come and give sacrifice. And so what Saul does is he takes it upon himself to give the sacrifice, do the sacrifice. And just as he's sort of wrapping things up, here comes Samuel. He says, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" "Well, I was," what did he say? Do you know what he said? "I was afraid and feared" who? "The people." That was Saul's problem from the beginning. He was afraid and he feared the people. That was the that was the ultimate last straw when Samuel came up to him and Saul says, "You know, I've fulfilled the commandment of the Lord." "Really? What's this bleeding of sheep I hear?" "Well, we killed them, but we kept the best for God." And it came down to what? He was afraid and feared what? The people. And then in this instance, previously, it was the same thing. He was afraid and he feared the people. And Samuel says something to him. "Look, man, we're looking at a situation that just on paper does not work in any sense of math. Saul's going down. There's just no way this is going to work out." But Samuel says something to him, and he says, "Didn't you know? Didn't you realize that God was going to establish your kingdom forever through this?" So God had already worked out a mighty deliverance, but because of his disobedience, he blew it. Because he didn't what? Trust God. How many of you all have something that's incredibly insurmountable that you're looking at? Just unbelievable. This is no way this is going to work out. Forget it. Not going to happen. This is impossible. It's never going to work. Well, in the natural, you're absolutely right. And if you trust the things in the natural, you're absolutely right. And if you fear the things of the natural, you are absolutely right. It will never work. You are lost, doomed. There is no hope. But there is hope in Jesus Christ. And that impossible thing before you is just an opportunity for God to work a miracle. Look at his word. Look at his provision for his people over and over and over and over. Look at Isaac. Miracle. Heck, I mean, just go back and look at every single place where people trusted God. There was a miracle. Amen? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Miracle. Daniel. Miracle. Even Samson, miracle. There was miracles. David, miracle. Paul, miracle. Timothy, miracle. Stephen, miracle. Those that trusted God, God moved. He does not move for unbelief. He doesn't move in your favor, let me put it that way. But if you trust God, there's a miracle on the other side. Psalms 37, a Psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. What's that very first word? Fret. What is to fret? Fear and worry. How many times, Cheryl, at SHOT Show did we hear, take care? Everybody, oh my God, there's so much, there's more care sold at SHOT Show than guns, I'm telling you. And the refrain was, no thank you. Fret not. Do not worry. Don't worry. Why? Because God is bigger. Is God bigger? Amen. Ask yourself, is he bigger? You know, over in Hebrews 11:6, you know what it says? And because, so I don't screw it up, I'm going to go there. Eventually. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. 11:6. There we go. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is. He is what? He's God. He is the I am. He's whatever you need. He is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know what that means? You can trust him. You can absolutely 1000% trust Jesus for anything. You want your kids? Trust God. Amen. You want deliverance from that crap that was bogging you down, Sue? Trust God. Cheryl, you want to be free of all those little things that bind you up? Trust God. Megan, you want to be the perfect, well, let's take that off the table. Megan, you want to be the most adequate homeschooling mom slash wife slash camera operator for me for next year. Do you want to be the best that you can be at that? Trust God. Children, do you want to have the right attitudes and do well and serve your parents and serve the Lord well? Trust God. See, it all comes back to a very simple thing. Trust God. Because see, when things happen, and you start going to the left or to the right, it's because you stop trusting God. And somewhere, something, you stop trusting his word or whatever it is. You know, if his word says love one another and you're irritated horribly at one another, then what happened? You stop trusting God. Because, see, when you get irritated and really angry at each other and you want to rip each other's heads off, and which never happens here, fortunately. But when those things happen, it's because you feel somehow deserve, like you deserve better, right? What's the word say? What do you deserve? Hell. You're breathing? You already have better than you deserve. Amen? You want God's grace? You want God's mercy? You better by God give it. That's not optional. Lord, forgive me as I forgive my debtors. Think of that for a moment. What does Jesus tell his disciples? The same way you extend grace and love, and I'm paraphrasing, mercy to your brothers and sisters is what I'm going to do for you. Do you want him to hold judgment and resentment and anger and frustration over your lack of trust? Over your head? Against you? Against your charge? Is that what you want? Then don't do it with one another. Go back over to Psalms 37. You know, paper might be faster. I'm getting there. And here we go. All right. Back to verse 1. A Psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Why? For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. God's got them taken care of. You do not need to worry about it. Not your problem. Not your concern. Verse 3. Read this. I want you all to read this with me. You ready? Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Trust in the Lord and do good. Do that which you know is right to do. Don't worry about what they're doing. You trust the Lord. You do what's right. Now, that can apply in many, many places, can it not? It's not about just the world out there. It's about the world in here. Right? You trust the Lord. You do what's right. Let the Lord sort the other out. Not your business. Not your problem. You are your own problem. You are a problem enough on your own. Amen? You trust the Lord. You do good. Let him take care of the rest. And if you can learn to do that and extend grace and mercy to your brothers and sisters, guess what happens? He extends grace and mercy to you, and everything gets worked out. Because God is good. And those that don't want to get worked out, he'll take care of it. None of it is your problem. None of it. None of it. He goes on to say this, and we've sang this song. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. What's the... For me, the desires of my heart are to serve the Lord and represent him well. That's my desire. Is that not an awesome thing that he would want to do that, right? But I have to delight myself in him. You see, I have to, in the New Testament, it says set your affections on things above, right? It's the same sort of connection. Look at verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Here's that word again. What? Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit thy way. Do you know, Cheryl, what you were talking about at SHOT is that you didn't know what was going to happen. You like your schedules. You like your routine, you like your schedules, and you do not like deviation from the schedule. We do not like deviation from the paper has, there's deviations here and I don't like it. Look, Sue is very similar to that. She likes permanent mark, yeah, pencil. Now, we carry Sharpies. That's how we do our scheduling. It's in Sharpie. But here it says, commit thy way. You know what that means to commit? That means you surrender the control and you give it to him. Surrender control of your kitchen, Maggie. You commit your way. If you get up in the morning and think, I mean, that's when we just woke up, our head's all groggy. We don't even have our hair sideways. We've got bedhead. We're sort of wandering around looking for that first cup of coffee. Oh, God, coffee. We commit our way to him. Commit our way. Make that the first thing you do. You know, what really is going to get your day started out right is not the perfect cup of coffee. Although, we'll say that does tend to help. But really, what's going to make the difference is not the coffee. What's going to make the difference is the recognition that our way, our own way, is always wrong. And his way is always right. And when we can understand that and we embrace that and we say, yes, Lord, you are always right and I am always wrong. I commit my way to you. Look at the promise. Look at the promise. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Look, you can't commit it unless you trust him, right? and he shall bring it, that what is that? The right way to pass. He'll bring the right way to pass. That's the goodness of our Lord. That's the goodness of Jesus. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Gosh, listen to this. Listen to what he's given us here. Rest in the Lord. Can you imagine what would have happened if Saul had rested in the Lord? If he had been just a little bit like David. When David saw Goliath and said, who does this guy think he is? David didn't pay any mind that he was a little fraction of the dude's strength and size. All he saw was some guy defying the armies of God. This is going to put this to it. And why hasn't somebody got out there and cleaned this guy's clot? Imagine if Saul had just a little bit of that. And he saw those thousands and he said, God said he's going to make me king and establish my kingdom. See, if he believed that and trusted in that, he knew. He would have known that there was a deliverance coming. May not known how. Didn't have the details, but he knew one thing. God keeps his word. If he hadn't just trusted in that, he would have known. And I challenge you to trust that. God keeps his word. You guys remember back a couple conferences ago when we were told God didn't bring us here to fail? Do you believe that? Do you really believe it? You remember the other word we also got, which was you can't disappoint him? Remember that? How about this one? Jesus loves you. Remember that from this year? Jesus loves you. I cannot express strongly enough the goodness of Jesus Christ. He loves you. You can trust him. You don't have to fear. You don't have to worry. He's a good God. He's a good daddy. You know what Abba Father means? Daddy, daddy. He's a good daddy. You can trust him.
My soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You've set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you. Oh, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You're taking me all from the miry clay. You set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you. Oh, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.